Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege and an honor to come to you on this beautiful morning the Lord has woke us into. It's my prayer, my hope today that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord somewhere. There's many places around and about us today. You don't have to travel far to find somewhere that's preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you this morning to find a place where you can serve and where the Lord puts you today. Some say to the church of your choice. I would disagree with that. You need to go where the Lord puts you this morning, where He sends you today. We do give you an invitation to join us at Baptist Chapel, located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening the youth have a service and we have an adult Bible study there in the sanctuary. We'd invite you to come join us. That's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and we just invite you to come be with us anytime that you can. If you would join me in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come to you today, God, excited about the stirring of the Spirit, Lord. God, excited to be one of your little children this morning, God, as the old song says. Lord, that we're a child of the King, and Father, for that we bow our head and say thank you, Lord. And God, and we praise you this day, Lord, for your unchangingness, God. Lord, that you're the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. That in these uncertain times, God, in these perilous times, Lord, we can find an anchor in you this morning, God. We pray today, Lord, that you would bless the families touched by the tragedies of the week, God. Lord, how troubled we are in spirit today, God. Father, but we come to you this morning, seeking that consolation and that comfort, Lord, and God, that leadership and guidance, and Father, reminded, once again, for that from thy precious word, who can say but for such a time as this, how we were born into the kingdom, God. Let us be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, lifting up the precious name of Jesus Christ today. Lord, helping folks to understand how it's not about religions, it's not about philosophies, Lord, not even theologies today. But, oh Lord, it's about coming to that saving knowledge. Father, receiving and accepting Christ as Savior this morning. God, oh God, send out the word in that convicting spirit. Father, I'm so glad this morning that it won't return unto you void, but it'll accomplish where until you send it. Lord, send it out this morning in purity in power. Father, oh God, we pray this morning that you'd stir around the hearts of our people, Lord, as they look at the glorious sunshine today, Father, the beautiful fall morning, Lord, they might realize from whence it's come this morning, God, oh God, as they have the strength to rise up, Lord, they might understand, God, that you give them the very air to breathe. Lord, oh God, we pray this morning, as your children gather together from place to place today, Lord, that you might bless them, God. Father, them that would occupy the pulpits, Father, that you would bless them with your Spirit and your Word. I guide them this morning as they lift up that precious blood-stained banner of Christ. Lord, we ask you again this morning, Father, to bless the little station, God, as they endeavor to do your will and your work. God, to reach out to a lost and a dying world. Father, we understand this morning, there's those not able, Father, these little broadcasts, the good music that comes across the ears, Father, it's an uplift to their spirit, food to their hungry souls this morning. God bless them, we pray. Lord, them that lie on the beds of affliction, touch them with thy healing hand. Lord God, we'd ask you again this morning how to bless the young men and women in the service of our country, God. Father, that they not serve in vain. But, oh Lord, and God, that they might help someone along the way. God, we'd ask you again today how to bless the families, Lord, how that have suffered from the tragedies and the loss. God, oh God, how we just ask you today, one more time, how to bless the reading of your word. Lord, your little unworthy servant, God, help, send the message out that's needed today. God, bless now the reading, Father, the teaching and the preaching of your holy word, for we ask these many favors in the precious, precious name of Jesus. How we thank you, Lord, and amen. This morning, I'm going to try to read a few verses out of the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. I'll probably be familiar to you today. I'm only going to read a few, but I'd encourage you to read them all this morning. But I don't like verses taken out of context. I like to read it in its entirety, but I just don't have the time today. But I want to draw your attention into the first verse, the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. I'm brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. This morning, boys, I'm glad somebody cared enough about me to tell me about Jesus Christ. I'm brother, somebody cared enough to live up that precious bloodstained banner. I was thinking this morning, I'm better about the past, how the days that have gone by. I remember them, Lord, how that was willing to stand up. I'm better. I thought about the little station, day in and day out, how somebody at the controls. I'm better that the gospel would go out, how they're not trying to gain market share. I'm brother, they're not trying to build a great empire. I'm brother, they're in it this morning for the glorious kingdom of God. That souls might be saved today. Boys, it's good to hear Brother Parks. I'm brother Shrunk yesterday morning. I'm back on the radio. I'm brother, I've got confidence in the men. They're not coming here, I'm brother, to build a name for themselves. They're not coming to build a ministry, as they say. I'm brother, they're occupying that time, that souls might be born again, saved by the grace of God. I remember the little studio. I'm back in the corner there, down at Plaza Home Furnishing. I'm brother, he had a vision. He had a desire to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying community. I'm brother, this morning, day in and day out, the programs and the broadcasts go out. I'm brother, some say, preacher, I don't agree with you, that's all right. I'm brother, you can disagree with me all you want, but I'm going to tell you right. right now. You need to be born again. By the grace of God, I'm blood bought. I'm brother sin. I'm removed with the precious blood of Christ. Let me go on in this 10th chapter, in the 9th verse, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I praise his name this morning. God made a way for you, just as he did for me. Brother, I want you to read that sometime. Maybe you can't get to it right now, brother, but later on after a while, you read Romans 10 and 9, and you tell me where the and is, you tell me where the along with is, and you tell me where the buts and the ifs are. I'm brother, according to my Bible, yes, my friend, that old King James we love so dear, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Brother, there's a period at the end of that statement. There's not a conjunction. Brother, there's not a colon, a semicolon, a comma. However, therefore, a but and if. Brother, that's all there is to it, my friend. I'm not a head believe. I'm not a repeating of words. I'm not an empty confession, brother. What does it take? I believe him from the heart. I'm brother receiving Christ as your Savior. The 10th verse says, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth our confession is made unto salvation. I'm brother, don't add to it. I don't try to take away from it. My heart's desire for you this morning, my prayer for you today, is that you might be saved. I'm brother, the old prophet said it, you go on. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed our report? This morning, believing from the heart, confessing from the mouth. Understand over there, in 2 Peter 3 and 9, he says, that God is long-suffering to usward, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And let me remind you again, in this 13th verse, in chapter Romans, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. I praise his name today. And brother, it didn't say if and but. And boys, I'm glad today somebody cared enough about me. And brother, I grew up on Sunday morning. I listened to that old Cherry Valley broadcast. I'm brother Steve. I preaching Sunday after Sunday. I'm brother, I grew up. I listened to brother Charlie Brock. I'm brother Lloyd Fields. I declaring the gospel. Service after service. I'm brother telling me, warning me, that I needed to be saved. I'm brother, I saw that old granny. I wet that altar with her tears. I'm praying for her children and her children's children. That's how they used to say it. I'm brother, we're here this morning. I'm not to build our kingdom. I'm not that you'd remember our name. I'm not to build a program. I'm brother, we're here today that you might hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm brother, and be born again. I saved from what? I saved from the wrath to come. I saved from the sin and the curse. I saved from death. I'm brother, just put it plain, I saved from the pits of hell this morning. God loves you, my friend, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus come not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. That's our desire this morning. You think about it. God bless you. It's Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.